I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert, and he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mike, you have to be happy. Your team continues to try to improve itself.
Have they improved themselves? Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, you know, they didn't get Harold Baines in his prime, but they got themselves an athletic outfielder who has some power, has really good reputation as a right fielder, good arm, more athletic, more importantly, a left-handed bat to go into that lineup to give it more balance, something they've tried to do with the addition of Grandal and this guy. And, I think position by position, the White Sox are certainly much stronger. I think that they're in a situation now where they have to put all their attention toward the two starting pitchers that they need to bring in, two veterans, and we'll see where it goes. You know, now the price of poker, you know, after Cole and Strasburg certainly has gone up.
Two burning questions, Bruce. Number one, is this a platoon situation they're looking at in right field with Lurie Garcia? And number two, are they any closer to any one of those two pitchers in free agency?
Well, I can't tell you that they're closer to those two pitchers because the market has really been waiting since Wheeler. The market's really been waiting here at the winter meetings for Cole to sign. I mean, that was a huge sign. Now that Cole and Strasburg have signed, you can get back to real business of who's left and what the real market value is for these guys. And that might move pretty fast here because there's a bunch of teams in need of a Bumgarner. There's a bunch of teams in need of a Ryu. There's a bunch of teams in need of a Keuchel. And now they become, their stars begin to shine just a little bit brighter as these clubs don't want to miss out on a starting pitcher that can help their rotation. So the White Sox aren't alone here. The markets might be surprisingly high considering, you know, how much the two big-time pitchers got.
You know, it's always interesting when you see a team trade for someone rather than sign someone. Were they having a difficulty getting a free agent to jump on board? Is that one of the reasons they decided to make this deal?
Well, you know, Castellanos' market, I'm hearing, is really gone up, and that it might be 5 years.
The Giants, right? The Giants are real hot on him.
Yeah, I mean, it might be 5 years and $100 million. Is he really that type of player? I mean, the market dictates what type of player it is, money-wise. Is that where you want to tie yourself up with for the next 5 years? So I think the White Sox had to wait in line a little bit for Castellanos as the market developed itself. They wanted to protect themselves here. Yeah, if they find themselves with a situation where they've gotten their pitching, Castellanos is still out there, you know, maybe they make a run at him. But, I think that they really have to focus right now on their starting pitching. Now, you asked me if Mazzara is a platoon player. I don't think so. The metrics tell you that he's not the player that they thought he was. This is a guy that drove in 100 runs in his second year in the big leagues 3 years ago. His numbers, and if you believe in OPS and OPS plus, are under league average. So from that perspective, it might be questionable. At 25, being more athletic, giving them really good defense in right field, you know, I think they feel that that's a plus for them right now.
Big signing, Garrett Cole going to the Yankees, Bruce. A lot of money, 9 years, $324 million. How does that affect, if at all, the White Sox approach, and were they ever one of those mystery teams?
No, I mean, you know, that's just, I mean, you really have to talk yourself into the fact that you're going to get 3 good years out of Cole, and then, you know, and all your fan base is going to say, that's fine. And then for the next 6 years, you're going to hold your breath and wonder how, you know, maybe 20 to 25% of your payroll is impacted by the fact that you're paying this guy $35 million a year for the next 6 years. I mean, these guys don't hold up. None of these long-term pitching contracts for guys that are approaching their 30th birthday hold up. Now he's 28. He's going to pitch it at that. So you got a chance to get 3, maybe 4 years, but you know, the miles really pile up on these power pitchers. And this is a power pitcher. The Scherzers and the Verlanders are rare birds. They last a long time, but that is an oddity in baseball. So the Yankees are already, you know, dreading the fact that they brought in Stanton and they're going to have to pay him, you know, his $320 million over 10 years. And this one, you know, maybe if they win a couple World Series and, you know, ownership was upset that for the first time in their history, that they went a 10-year period without going to a World Series or winning one. I understand that. That's a different market. But, you know, they will regret it probably somewhere down the line 3 or 4 years from now.
You mentioned the White Sox needing a couple of pitchers. Where do they turn now? And is this going to be another trade situation? Are they going to start using some of the minor league talent as they did with Steele Walker to try to improve the major league team?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty much free agent market, and you're going to see them. I still think Keuchel is the best fit for the White Sox because of the fact that the drop-off in the stuff is not going to be that predominant going forward. You know, he's not a guy that throws 95 miles an hour, so you don't have to worry about that part. I think that, you know, they'd love to get him on a 3 or 4 year contract, but, you know, with what's going on right now, you know, maybe all three of these guys that I mentioned are going to get 5 year deals. You know, you don't want to give Ryu 5 years at age 33, but again, the market, you know, sets itself. And when you start creating your own frenzy of, hey, we must get a starting pitcher, then people get extra money, they get extra years, and that's just the way it goes.
Before we let you go, Bruce, speaking of markets, what is the market for Chris Bryant? His name has been bandied about the lobby, we understand, a lot this week.
Well, you know, I wrote a story again on him yesterday. There was, you know, tons of stuff, including Boris talking about his service time and about how he's talking to the Cubs. But it's certainly not about an extension. It's more about this year's contract and how it's just a part of the game that superstars get mentioned in trades. He really low-keyed it. But, you know, we identified 3 teams, you know, Washington, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. I talked to an Atlanta source late last night. They are leaning toward bringing Josh Donaldson back, possibly on a 3-year deal. So, you know, maybe it's a new player comes in. But the Rendon situation is holding up that marketplace. Where does Rendon go now? How much, you know, 30 million times how many years for him as a third baseman? Does he go to the Dodgers? Does he go to the Phillies? Does he end up in Washington? These are the questions holding up that market. And the Cubs are waiting there for that answer. Once that's been answered, then the other teams are going to move toward Bryant. But at this point in time, you know, the teams that are still the most interested would be Washington and, in particular, Philadelphia.
All righty. Thank you so much, Bruce. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, Bruce. Good job.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.